The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned that the closest people to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, that will be those people who have sent a large number of durood unto him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammadin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you to this episode, The Path of Knowledge. Today's topic, it is Virtues of Knowledge, Part 3. This is the Part 3 of Virtues of Knowledge, inshallah. We are going to follow up with part 4, maybe part 5, part 6 if we stretch it up. But nevertheless, inshallah, we shall try to conclude, because the virtues of knowledge, they are very, very vast. Especially, as mentioned in the path of knowledge itself, that knowledge is very, very vast. So the virtues, you're seeing that it is stretching up to part 5, part 6, only on the virtues. Just imagine what is it now for those people with the knowledge. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us to understand the importance of knowledge. Why we are saying that it's stretching to part 4, part 5, maybe we can stretch it to part 6. وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْعُلَمَاءِ, because some scholars, they said that المتعمق في العلم, the one who is deep in knowledge, كَسَابِح فِي الْبَحْرِ, is like the one swimming in the sea, in the ocean. لَيْسَ يَرَى أَرْضًا, he does not see any land. وَلَا يَعْرِفُ طُولًا وَلَا عِرْضًا, he does not know the length and the width of the sea and how deep it is. You just swim. This is how it is knowledge. It is very, very fast. So this is how knowledge it is, and we are having this episode. So today in this episode, we continue talking about the virtues of knowledge. We have seen many, many virtues from the Quran. We shall look at the virtues from the Ahadith very, very soon, and we shall look again some other things which will help us to understand the importance of ilm. Today, let me start off by saying, ilam, know that anna al-ilma, that knowledge, it is the best thing which we put effort in this dunya. You see, even in business, people, they put effort, it's very, very good. But a thing which it is very, very praiseworthy, that you put an effort into it, whereby your effort does not go to waste, it is in knowledge. You put an effort in knowledge, then your effort is not going to be wasted. This is the thing, actually, which the precious thing of which a seeker might seek. Of course, diamonds, these are jewelries. It's very, very precious. But the most thing, the most precious thing a person must seek in this dunya, it is none other than knowledge. And this is the most thing whereby somebody earn. If somebody to earn something, that I must earn and must possess knowledge, is again, you see, on a lighter note, I was thinking to myself and, you know, jokingly and saying to some close associates that people, they hear about, especially for those people who use some mobile gadgets, that this mode and this mode. But have you ever thought about the modes of ahadith? With the Sahih al-Bukhari, it's another mode on its own. Sahih al-Muslim, these are things which we must be familiarized, that the youth must know all these things, because this is the best thing in this life. That is the only thing you do and you see the results yourself. Knowledge is like, you know, planting some fruits. And these fruits, you don't have this tomorrow. There and there you can see the fruits of knowledge. Verily, the nobility of knowledge, yuthmar, it can give fruit ala sahibihi. And the virtues, as long, the more you possess the knowledge, the more virtuous you will have got to gain in your life. Warawa Abu Umama. In the ahadith, it is narrated by Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala, that he said, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, an rajulain, concerning two people, ahaduhuma, one alim, is an knowledgeable person, the one is an alim, والآخر in the other one عابد, it's a male worshipper. فقال, then the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that فضل العالم, listen to this, the virtue of a scholar, the virtue of an alim, على العابد, upon a servant, upon a worshipper, كفضلي على أدناكم, it is like my example upon any one of you. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to be from among the scholars. So this is that in as far as it is concerned. Allow me to give one long hadith which points straight to the virtues of knowledge. Arawahu Abu Dawood. It was narrated by Abu Dawood. What Tirmidhi? In the Imam At-Tirmidhi. It is a long hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal be pleased with him. Qal, he said, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man salaka tariqain yabtaghi fihi ilman, the one who set out in a journey to look for knowledge, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will make that the path of knowledge to be easy for him. Wa innal malaikata, we continue with the hadith, the wordings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you must know that verily the angels, latadau, they put ajnihataha, their wings, ridwanly, they spread the wings, ridwan, with pleasure, litalibil ilm, for the one who seek knowledge. Wa innal alima, for verily a scholar, la yastaghfiru lah, there are things which ask for forgiveness for him. What are these things? Number one, man fis samawat, all the dwellers of the heavens, the scholar. Hey, that is a virtue. Just imagine. Make the people of the sky. It can make us to smile and it can bring us happiness in our faces. Waman fil ard, not only the people in the heavens, but also the people in this dunya. They ask everything. The dwellers of the heavens, the dwellers of the earth. Goes on with the list. Can we go on? This is the good news to share. Hatta lahitan, till the fish fil ma, in the water. The fish in the water. They ask forgiveness for a scholar. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ, again I didn't mention this, and the honor of a scholar, عَلَى الْعَابِدِ, in comparison of a worshipper, كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ, the scholar will surpass the worshipper, like how the moon will surpass in light the stars. كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ, like how the moon will surpass all the stars. Just listen, it goes on and further says that verily the scholars, waratatul anbiya, with a kasra, mudaf mudafun ilay, waratatul anbiya, they are the inheritors of the prophets. Another virtue. And we must know that the prophets, lam yuwarithu, they never left as a bequest, dinaran, a dinar, that is the golden coin which was used at that time, wala dirhaman, or dirhaman, the silver currency which was used at that time. Innama warrathul ilma, they left nothing except knowledge. Faman akhadahu, so the one who is going to take knowledge, let him take it, how? Akhada bihadin wafir, let him take a big share. That is the only thing which you are allowed to have, a lion share, the knowledge, a big greed to knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat Allah Jalal make us feel that greed for knowledge, like how people of wealth have got greed for wealth. Viewers of Madani Channel, we are still talking about the ahadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the virtues of knowledge. You heard about this hadith, it's a long hadith. Many things, we cannot do justice to explain this hadith. We heard that, number one, if you go in the path of knowledge, that is what we are learning from the hadith. The path of Jannah is made easy for you. Then number two, the angels, they spread wings for you. Then number three, they make duas for you. Not only the angels, but now every dweller of heaven and every dweller of the earth. And now we told that again now, these people of knowledge, they've got another privilege. They inherit from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine, inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of knowledge. Is this not enough for virtue? I encourage each and everybody of knowledge that he must memorize this hadith. It's a very, very important hadith. We're still on the hadith. Allow me to give you another hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man yuridillah, if Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal wills good for somebody, what does he do? I think nowadays, you know, in this day to day, because many people, when they come to the Sheikh, they say, Sheikh, make dua for me for my business. See, people, they think that barakah is business. Nobody will come to you that make dua for me to enter into Jannah. Very few people, they only talk about frivolity, minor things. And we normally gauge that, this one is, I mean, it's beloved unto Allah. If it's deriving a poshika, we normally say a mansion house. And no, this is not the thing. Now listen, if Allah Rabbul Izzat Jalal loves somebody, what does he do? Yufaqihu fi deen. You give him the understanding of religion. Here, knowledge was put in its last final degree. What is the last final degree of knowledge? It is to understand. There is to know, then there is to understand. So if you know, it does not mean that you understand. But now when you understand, it means that you practice what you know. There is the understanding. That's why they say that. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal give him the understanding of the deen. And another hadith again, وَعَنْ مُجَاهِدْ, on the authority of Mujahid, عَنْ Ibn Abbas, on the authority of Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, Mujahid was a tabi' and the sahaba in this hadith is Ibn Abbas, Abdullah Ibn Abbas, قال, he said, فَقِيهٌ, one scholar who understand, وَاحِدٌ, who is one, أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ, is more severe on shaitan, مِنْ أَلْفٍ عَابِدٍ, than 1,000 worshipper. The virtue of knowledge, which we just said that, let us try to share these virtues of knowledge, so that we can see. There are some sentiments of the scholars and of the pious saints of Islam, shall going to share some of them as time will be going on. Like, وَقَالَ مُصْعَبْ بِنْ زُبَيْرِ, Mus'ab ibn Zubair said, لِبْنِهِ, to his son, he was giving him advice. This is very, very important. We just have got to advise our children. Listen to this good masterpiece of advice. تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمَ, learn knowledge. فَإِن يَكُنْ لَكَ مَال, if you've got money, you learn knowledge, then you've got money yourself. Then what will knowledge do? كَانَ لَكَ جِمَالًا, knowledge will be like, you know, beauty for you. It will enhance your beauty. You've got wealth, then you've got knowledge. Oh, that is ni'mah. You know, in Arabic they say that nurun ala nur. It's a light on top of another light. You've got wealth, then you've got knowledge. Wallahi, you've possessed the whole dunya. You've got knowledge and you've got wealth. Then if you learn knowledge now, kana laka jamal, then it will be very good for you. Wa in lam yakun laka mal, but if it does not have wealth and you've got ilm, kana laka malan, the knowledge itself, it will be your wealth. If you've got wealth and you've got knowledge, the knowledge will be your beauty. It will enhance your beauty. Now, if you don't have wealth, but you've got knowledge, it will become your money. This is Mus'ab ibn Zubayr. See how our pious saints, they used to value knowledge. وَقَالَ عَبْدُ الْمَلِكِ بِنْ مَرْوَانِ, he said also لِبْنِهِ, to his son. This is another second advice we listen. يَا بُنَيَّ, لِبْنِي, he gave it to his children. يَا بُنَيَّ, oh my children, تَعَلَّمُ الْعِلْمَ, learn knowledge. فَإِنْكُمْ سَادَ, if you are leaders, you are going to surpass. You're going to excel. You're going to be a very good leader. If you're a leader and you don't have your knowledge, then it is disaster. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ وَسَطًا, if you are of middle class, سُدْتُمْ, you'll be leaders because of knowledge. This is to show the importance of knowledge. Then, وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْحُكَمَاءِ, one wise man from the wise people, he said, الْعِلْمُ, knowledge, شَرَفٌ, it is an honor, مَنْ لَا قَدْرَ لَهُ, to the one who does not have an honor. وَالْأَدَبُ, and good manners, this good manners is also knowledge. You won't give good manners if you don't have knowledge. Good manners, or this knowledge again, مَالٌ, it's like wealth, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِ, which you are not scared of, which does not have a guard to guard it. Nobody will steal it from away. If you've got your knowledge, it's yours. You won't have got to hire a guard to guard your knowledge. This is again to show the importance of knowledge. وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْأُدَبَى, one person of literature, one literature man, the al-adib is somebody who studied literature. So one literature person, he said, knowledge is what is best one can leave behind. You see, if you live well, people, they can inherit and finish it. You can live a million and million and million. Maybe from among us, an inheritor, somebody can misuse it and finish it one day. You sweat for it for the whole of your life. And somebody can misuse it and eat it and finish it one day. But if you leave knowledge, it is going to last forever. وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ, in to enter according knowledge, akmalu sharaf, that is the honor in its highest nobility. Waqala ba'dul bulagha. You see, we are giving from many, many angles. We try to look from the Quran, from the ahadith, from literature. Now bulagha, these are the people who are rhetoric. Somebody who those people who are good in language. A bulagha, yani al-baligh, rajulul baligh. Qala ba'dul bulagha, one of the people of the rhetorician, have said, ta'allama al-ilma, learn knowledge, fa'innahu, for verily knowledge, yukawwimuka, it will make you to be straight. It will make you, your things to be upright. We make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower a special blessing and will make us from among the people of knowledge. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.